Shalom, everybody. The Mishnah in Ta'anis Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis says that the two happiest days of the entire year are Yom Kippur and Tu Be'av, the 15th day of Av. And the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, quotes this Mishnah and easily understands why Yom Kippur is one of the happiest days of the year, because on Yom Kippur we achieve atonement and forgiveness. I'll say parenthetically that this is an incredible thing. Most of us approach Yom Kippur with dread and anxiety, but the Mishnah and the Gemara tell us to approach it with simcha. Anyway, getting back, the Gemara, again in Baba Basra, understands why Yom Kippur is so happy, and then goes on to list six different reasons why Tu B'Av is also one of the happiest days of the year. And of course, every one of those six reasons need to be spoken about and learned from, but for this brief FMT, I would like to focus on the fifth reason. The fifth reason the Gemara gives for Tu B'Av being such a happy day is this. After the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, Bar Kokhba led a rebellion, an uprising against the Romans. He was so successful that Rabbi Akiva himself thought for a time that Bar Kokhba might be Mashiach. Eventually, though, and unfortunately, Bar Kokhba's rebellion was defeated, and the last stronghold of the rebellion, the final stand, was in Beitar. After a three-year siege, the rebellion was finally defeated on Tisha B'Av, by the way, and Bar Kokhba and 580,000 Jews were brutally murdered. And the Gemara in Gittin and the Medrash in Eicha Rabbah and elsewhere describe the terrible destruction of Beitar. And one of the things we hear is that at the end of the Bar Kokhba revolt, when the Romans conquered the city of Beitar and murdered more than 500,000 Jews, the Romans did not even let the survivors bury the dead. The corpses were stacked as a human fence around the vineyards of the Roman governor Adrianus for as long as the emperor Hadrian was alive. It was a terrible, terrible blow to the spirit of the surviving Jews. Still, miraculously, the bodies did not rot or smell during the entire time that they were not buried. It was a huge miracle. And eventually, after many years, the Jews were allowed to bury the dead, and the day they were allowed to bury them was Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, and that's the fifth reason mentioned in the Gemara as a reason to celebrate on Tu B'Av. And the Gemara in Berachos Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis tells us that on that day, on Tu B'Av, when the bodies of the victims of Beitar were permitted to be buried, Chazal in Yavne added a fourth bracha to our benching. The bracha is the bracha that's right after Uvnei Yerushalayim. Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adirenu Boreinu Goalenu Yotzreinu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov, etc. This bracha is called Hatov V'Hametiv. It's Hatov for the miracle of the bodies not rotting, and Hametiv for the gift of finally being able to bury the dead. That is the Gemara, and that is Tu B'Av. But we can ask a basic question. What connection is there between the tragedy of Beitar and Birkas Hamazon? Why would we mention Beitar every time we eat bread? This question is asked by Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935. It's in his Perush on the Siddur called Olat Re'aya, beginning on page 361, and he explains in the following beautiful way. Rav Cook looks at all of the brachos and benching and says that every time a Jew eats, he or she has to review and show appreciation for the progression of growth that we experienced when we first became a nation and continue to experience even today. Rav Kook goes through all the brachos and benching. I'm going to focus only on the fourth bracha that's regarded Beitar. If you're interested in hearing about the first three brachos, please WhatsApp me privately. In any case, Rav Kook says that the fourth bracha, which Chazal wrote in Yavne, to commemorate the victims of Beitar, is for the following reason. It is quite possible, as time goes on and as the Galus extends, B'nai Yisrael can easily become discouraged. We're in exile. We're dispersed. How can we survive? And the fourth bracha, which was established again in Yavne, not Yerushalayim, reminds us of the people who died in the rebellion of Bar Kokhba. It reminds us of the need to try, even when it all seems futile. And it reminds us that despite the setbacks, the body of B'nai Yisrael as a whole does not and cannot decompose. The personal and national commitment and connection that Hashem has with us is never severed, no matter how grim things appear. And so Rav Kook says, every time we engage in the physical act of eating, our actions are transformed into a lesson in individual responsibility and national history and divine promises. It reminds us, no matter what, of our responsibilities, and we tirelessly work to share the greatness of Hashem with the entire world, despite temporary setbacks. That's the celebration of Tu B'Av. Tisha B'Av and Tu B'Av are just 6 days apart. We just suffered the painful defeat of Tisha B'Av. But we do not give up. We remember Beitar and the bodies, and we do not give up. We are not defeated. Have an amazing day, everyone.